This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. And it is time at 5:30 on a Wednesday for Competition Wednesday. If you're new to the show, Anthony and I pick three games against the spread. Not the same three games. We get to pick our own games. We also pick a fourth game just in case we finish with the same record. And that's our tiebreaker games. That one is head-to-head, so we cannot finish with a tie. We made that mistake once, never again. We have not had to use the tiebreaker yet, which I think was a good thing because I lost it. Although last week, I lost everything. I was 0-0 for 3/0 for 4. Didn't give myself a shot. Well, let's see how this week went. In Competition Wednesday, the loser has to spin the wheel of mediocre punishment. That's right, the wheel of mediocre punishment. Anthony, can you remind folks what is on the wheel of mediocre punishment in case they need a refresher?
Sure, I will do the honors. So, one thing we have is the costume show. We also have extra hot wings, even though they're not...
No, they're not supposed to be extra hot wings. They're supposed to be like medium hot wings.
Yeah. Then we got 100 push-ups. Mm-hmm. We have a fantasy football sub. We have an ice bath, which Mr. Hoffman owes us.
I owe an ice bath to the show because I haven't had a chance to do one yet. That's probably the most involved of them.
Yeah. And then the last one is lunch. You have to pay for, you know, somebody's lunch. And I think I've done that already.
Yeah, you did have to buy me lunch.
Yeah, pay for lunch.
I've also made a sub on your fantasy football team.
Yeah, you have.
So there's that. I had to do 100 push-ups. It was really honestly terrible. It was like mediocre terrible. It did kind of mess me up for about half an hour, and I was sore for a couple of days.
Ooh.
But Anthony, that's all right. I also owe you an ice bath. But here's how it went down last week, and then we'll get to this week's picks. Anthony, your first pick, you took the biggest line on the board, which, honestly, I wish I had Kevin Sheehan on the phone just to yell at you for doing that. That said, I probably would have done the same thing. And in fact, on our first impression selection show on Monday, I did that. I took the Philadelphia Eagles -8.5 against the Cleveland Browns. Anthony, by the time you got to them on Wednesday, the line had moved to 9.5.
Yeah, a whole point.
What was the final score in that game, Anthony?
Wasn't it 20-16?
I do believe that was the final score,
yep.
Which is only a 4-point win, and that's a loss for Anthony.
Yeah, I'm still upset because Myles Garrett is really the reason this all even happened. They get 7 points at the end of the first half. You take away those 7 points, and I think this line hits, but. You know, that's how it'd be.
That how it'd be. Yep. Hey, look, if the Commanders could merely get the PI removed on Benjamin St. Juice, and the touchdown goes to a field goal. Oh, well, actually, tell you what. Oh no, we're not going to get there on this one. You did not take the Commanders on Competition Wednesday.
I did.
Then the Ravens still win, but it's a different situation on the line.
Yeah,
a 7-point win on a 6.5-point line. My first game was Indy at Tennessee. The Tennessee Titans stunk. Colts only had to win by a point and a half, and so I took them. And they won 20-17.
You didn't take the Titans?
Nope.
Oh.
I got me minus 1.5 on Indy.
You want to know what's crazy, Craig?
What's that?
In our picks, I think you took the Titans.
I don't think that's correct.
Let me see. Oh, no, you did take the Colts.
Yeah, I think you're just trying. You're trying to be.
I'm trying to scare you.
No, I have the documentation in front of me.
Okay.
You are not to be trusted here. Pittsburgh in Las Vegas, Anthony. Started 2.5. This game ultimately got to -3.
Yep.
You took Pittsburgh and the 3.
Yeah.
And the Steelers did handle business.
Yeah, I knew they were going to be too much defensively, offensively. It took a little while to get going, but you know Justin Fields eventually used his legs, and that proved to be a very good weapon.
Yeah, good for Justin Fields. Not necessarily good for the Steelers. We'll see about Justin Fields. As it looks like Russell Wilson's going to start. All right, so Anthony's 1-1. I took the second biggest line of the weekend, which is the Houston Texans, who were -7. Over the New England Patriots. They won by, what was the final score? Oh, that's right. It was 41-21.
Yeah.
So 20-point win. That'll do for the cover. Well, looky there, Anthony. I'm 2-0.
Oh, you're 2-0. Nice.
Yeah. You took the Atlanta Falcons. You took a lot of big favorites.
Yep.
Took Atlanta at Carolina. Big road favorite. And that panned out for you.
Panned out really
Falcons,
well.
Falcons ran away with this one late. They got I think it was a pick 6 late in this one. Bijan had a big day. 38-20. Big old win. They outscored him 10-0 in the fourth quarter. Didn't even need that. You were comfortably covering this one.
Yeah.
18. So that's 2-1 for you. So, Anthony, if my final pick was incorrect, then we're on the tiebreaker land. And by the way, the tiebreaker was Jacksonville, Chicago, and I was on Jacksonville. So the tiebreaker would have been in your favor. Unfortunately for you, Anthony, I was on the Tampa Bay Bucks, -3.5. And that looked really, really good for me early. And then the Saints came back and scored 27 points in the second quarter. They didn't score again, and they lost 51-27.
Yeah.
So that's 3-0 for me. And a wheel spin for you.
It's all good, Craig.
You should be proud of 2-1. 2-1's a good record.
It's been a long time coming. I started to feel bad for you. So, yes, I will spin the wheel of mediocre punishments.
All right. Let's get going, Anthony. I'm going to give you the – hold on. Not yet. You have to wait. We have to wait for the music. I have to also give you the full screen here. So you – actually, the wheel is pretty good. So people can see my reaction, too. All right, when you hear the music, Anthony, give that wheel a spin.
Here we go.
Oh, Anthony, you almost knocked over the wheel. Good gracious. Don't break it. This is why I still do it sitting down. I appreciate your enthusiasm. I feel like I shouldn't be playing the music. One, because I don't want to get a copyright violation. Two, because... Anthony, what are you doing right now? Just spin the freaking wheel. There we go. Oh, there we go. We got some nice sound effects. Tick, 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 tick.
No way!
Anthony's got an ice bath!
Oh, my God!
That's what it says, right?
No, it says lunch.
No, that does absolutely not say lunch. That definitely says ice bath.
Are you serious? Oh my God. I'm not.
Boom!
Enthusiastic.
Oh, I'm so excited.
About that at all. Oh my God.
Oh,
an ice bath. Craig, pumped. I promise you. I promise you. It's going to get ugly.
What do you promise, Anthony? That's going to get ugly?
It's going to get ugly for me. Oh, my God. I'm going to look so crazy getting into that water.
You are going to.
I'm terrible. I don't like getting in cold pool water. So yeah. The fact I have to get in an ice bath, oh, my God.
I am so excited for this.
Can we take down the time to, 30 seconds?
No. No, absolutely not. Oh, did you check? Gosh. Did you check if Prep has two?
I didn't check yesterday.
I wonder if the Commanders would let us.
I'm so
do
sad.
A wacky bit, or if the Wizards get Dawkins on the phone, get Winger on the phone. Can we go? Can we come borrow some the facilities, the recovery rooms?
This isn't the life I deserve, Craig.
I cannot believe this stopped on ice bath. Oh my gosh.
Did you check if Prep has two?
I did not check.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me send out a text though.
Okay.
I know the trainers.
All right. Well, we're gonna see, because I do think the best case scenario here is that Anthony and I, like, Kevin Hart's got a show called Cold is I don't know if I can say that. But it's called Cold as Basketballs. Go with that. Safer version. And there's dueling ice tubs. Kevin Hart and his guests get in and then they do a whole interview. And I think that setup is prime for Anthony and I, so that people can see the reaction side by side.
Wow. It's gonna be exciting.
For some of us. When we get back, we'll pick our games for next week and see how that goes. Also, I will say, Anthony, you haven't, I don't think, really had the experience of landing on something that you're dreading and then having to pick games. So Anthony picking games flustered next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.